So I'm going to try to wrap this one up quick so we can play a little video at the end. So Wendy and I have spent most of the morning talking about all the problems facing caregivers who are managing medications for home hospice patients. And as I was talking to our moderator earlier, you know, I always like it when we get to the so what portion of the morning. And this is it. This is all about an intervention, improving medication management in home hospice patients, a pilot study of a MedCoach intervention for informal caregivers. Still no disclosures. We would once again like to acknowledge our co-investigators, as well as our funding institutions, and our five participating organizations. So, background, a lot of which we've already gone over this morning. Medication responsibilities can be quite complex. They are frequently associated with greater caregiver burden and non-adherence. Sizable proportions of caregivers have difficulties with tracking and administering medications properly, understanding and monitoring symptoms near the end of life, and responding to a patient denying pain or refusing medications. Caregivers may not have the additional paid or unpaid help they need to manage and administer medications. Disagreements between the primary caregiver and their additional help on the patient's treatment plan may further complicate this issue. Hospice providers themselves report numerous difficulties helping caregivers. This is exacerbated by the fact that there are no guidelines or standardized clinical approaches. Existing hospice programs focus on coping with caregiver stress, burden, and depression. Medication interventions that are currently out there tend to focus on improving pain assessment and management, as well as opioid use. There are no evidence-based programs to support caregivers in medication management. Successful development of such a program will advance the fields of palliative and hospice care, as well as benefit informal caregivers and their hospice patients. So this leads us to our objective, to develop and pilot test the MedCoach program, with the ultimate goal of better equipping informal caregivers to effectively manage medications for home hospice patients. MedCoach is a video-based program, all on one DVD, supplemented with written materials that can be used as handouts. The purpose of the videos is to address important attitudinal barriers, and more importantly, to trigger conversation between the caregiver and their hospice provider. The supplemental materials are designed to address informational deficiencies, as well as to provide more mechanical assistance, for example, tracking logs. The program is designed to allow caregivers to select the videos and information they want to learn on their own. The hope also is that the videos will trigger follow-up discussions and education with providers after the video has been viewed. The content for the video was based on our five skill domains that have been referenced a couple of times in this morning's talk. For symptom knowledge, we wanted to focus on recognizing common symptoms near the end of life, which led us to develop a vignette on the verbal and nonverbal cues of pain and general symptoms. For medication knowledge, we really wanted to reinforce basic principles and proper administration, so we came up with three vignettes, short versus long-acting drugs, administering different forms of medications, as well as a vignette all about opioids, the stigma and the side effects. For the personhood domain, we wanted to focus on responding to the patient's needs and preferences, and we decided to focus for the video on handling patient refusals. For teamwork, the goal is to coordinate with hospice providers and other family or hired caregivers. So for this, we added three vignettes: handling family disagreements, what to do if there is a lack of leadership among the caregiving team, and why you should not feel embarrassed about calling hospice. Finally, for organization, the goal there is all about acquiring, storing, tracking, and discarding medications, and we wanted to emphasize tracking medications and symptoms properly, and so included that vignette. The video itself comes in two parts. The first is a scenario about 10 minutes long, and at the end of this talk, we'll show as much of that as we possibly can, and it's all about a daughter talking about her experience managing medications for her mother. Part two is a menu of 10 clips, each about 2 minutes apiece, divided into three submenus. The first is about the person receiving care, assessing symptoms, responding to symptom decline, and how to respond when a patient refuses medications. The second is about the caregiver, communicating with hospice, handling family disagreements, and taking charge if there is another caregiver in the household. Finally, about the medications, giving opioids, long versus short-acting medications, rules about pills, liquids, and patches, and keeping track of medications. Our pilot test of MedCoach involved a matched control study separated out from the computer-assisted telephone interview of 120 caregiver-patient dyads that we've reported on previously this morning. After the baseline interview, 20 dyads with lower baseline knowledge test scores were separated into the intervention group that would receive visits by the MedCoach investigator. Additionally, 20 dyads that were matched as closely as possible on age, gender, race, and baseline knowledge test scores were separated into a control group. The intervention group received 2 visits at home by the MedCoach investigator, in addition to their regular home visits by hospice nurse and other providers, while the control group merely received their regular home visits by hospice nurse and other hospice providers. Both groups then underwent a follow-up telephone survey roughly 5 days later. The inclusion criteria for both groups were otherwise the same: legal adults, English-speaking, taking care of a hospice patient at least 60 years old, with one or more medications being managed. We collected demographics, both objective knowledge and self-efficacy scores on medication management. Okay. Oh, goodness. Psychological well-being and caregiver-reported patient health. We compared baseline characteristics and then did a difference in differences analysis. Paired Wilcoxon tests ultimately informed the main results of this study. The sample characteristics, I'm not going to go through these. Basically, there weren't any significant differences. Thus, we concluded that the intervention and control groups were well matched. Same for the patient characteristics. The baseline knowledge, self-efficacy, psychological well-being, and reported patient health, again, no significant differences. The groups were well matched. However, when we get to our difference in differences analysis, we see a few statistically significant differences in the change in the cases compared to the change in controls. To summarize, relative to controls, the baseline to follow-up changes among those individuals who received the MedCoach intervention were significant in that improved knowledge in overall medication management, increased feelings of an internal locus of control, and an increase in caregiver-reported patient symptom severity score. MedCoach may well be a promising hospice intervention that needs further investigation. Higher symptom severity scores suggest that MedCoach may increase caregivers' awareness of patient symptom severity. Future research should be done on ways to increase caregivers' self-efficacy, stress, and preparedness. There are limitations to the study. It's a small exploratory study. A randomized clinical trial of the intervention would be very nice. It is a single city study sample, which limits our generalizability, and the causal impact of MedCoach cannot be interpreted. Future research, such as a multi-site randomized clinical trial, translational research, and adaptation of MedCoach for other populations should be done, as well as an examination of how MedCoach can maximize patient comfort and quality of dying near the end of life.